For more than a billion Muslims, Monday morning will mark the beginning of Ramadan, the ninth month in the Islamic calendar, a month of fasting and reflection. In Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim nation, many people have turned back to Islam in a time of crisis, and for them this month will have special significance. The muezzin calls the faithful to prayer Sunday at Asia's largest mosque, the Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta. More than 80% of Indonesia's 220 million people are Muslims, and most of them will observe the Ramadan dawn-to-dusk fast, one of the five central expressions of faith in Islam. It is a month of reflection and forgiveness, a time to pay special attention to families and friends, and to renew relationships over the evening meal that marks the breaking of the fast.
Memberi kepada fakir miskin, ya, janda-janda jumbo, membuat...
The imam at the Istiqlal Mosque, Ahmed Sarakan, says charity, another of the five pillars of Islam, is also particularly important during Ramadan. Indonesians are overwhelmingly moderate in their practice of Islam, but they are beginning to identify more closely with their religion's dogma. In a country where corruption is consistently topping every poll of people's concerns, and with a rudderless government that seems either uninterested or incapable of tackling the problem, Islam, with its heavy emphasis on honesty and sobriety, is seen as a ready-made solution. But there are also other, less benign forces at work. The terrorist bombings in Bali and Jakarta over the past year have repulsed the vast majority of Indonesians, and they have been particularly turned off by the attempts of the bombers to use Islam to justify their actions. Indonesia will hold general and presidential elections next year, and many analysts are looking at opinion polls and actions of the religious parties as a litmus test of where Indonesian Islam is headed. But for ordinary Muslims, this month will be a chance to reaffirm their faith in the moderate, inclusive Islam that has always characterized Indonesia. Tim Johnston for VOA News, Jakarta.